Welcome back to Journal Updated, a podcast about video games. I'm Nora, that's Molly.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I just finished work. I sat down. We're going to record a podcast about, presumably about Alan Wake.
By volume? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. By volume, I think this might be a podcast about Nora's adventures in Dragon's Dogma.
It might be a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So I played Dragon's Dogma.
Right.
This month. Because I knew that the sequel was coming out soon, and I was curious.
Yeah.
And that game is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is a good one. It is as good as all the sickos say that it is.
Yeah, true.
I hit a big cyclops on a bridge from, like, a different floor of the dungeon, and he jumped off trying to get to me and died. That's sick.
Owned, yeah.
I would not have really wanted to fight him on that bridge, so I simply didn't.
There you go. Easy.
Easy. And then I played Dragon's Dogma 2, and I took my main character and pawn from the first game and swapped them, so I was playing as my pawn from the first game, and my main pawn was my Arisen from the first game.
Right.
Which I think was fun.
Well, good.
I had a good time with that. I did get the, like, full ending last night before bed, so I've finished both Dragon's Dogmas since our last episode.
I have not finished Dragon's Dogma 2 yet. I probably would have over the weekend if I had not been at a wedding.
Yeah, fair enough. Not a lot of gaming at a wedding, typically.
No, it was not gaming. I played a lot of pool.
You know what? That might be more gaming than Dragon's Dogma.
It's pretty good, I won't lie to you. I'm like, damn, I wish I had a pool table. But I do not have the space for a pool table.
Few things are more gaming than pool, and most of them involve cards.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the pinnacle of gaming is probably solitaire, but everything else
I don't
is
think
okay
that's true at all. What are you talking about?
I don't know, that's like the platonic ideal of gaming.
Is solitaire?
Yeah, why not?
I just don't think that's gaming.
Cards are cool.
I would never deny that. I would never deny that cards are cool. You know this.
I don't know any cool card games is the thing. I know Go Fish. I don't even know how to play poker.
Have you, you don't know how to play poker?
Not really.
Nora, you're from Texas. They have the Hold'em there.
Yeah, I was homeschooled.
Okay.
I didn't have that. I was not hanging out
I don't
out
think
folks.
You usually learn poker at school.
I don't know. I didn't have the best social life living in Texas. Fair.
That's fair, I guess.
If you did learn to play poker at school, write in. journalofdating@gmail.com.
No, you're supposed to learn it from your uncles.
My uncles didn't know how to play.
What?
Well, maybe the one who was a soldier, he might have.
He definitely knows how to play poker. That motherfucker definitely knows how to play poker.
I definitely watched people play card games on Boy Scout campouts and at church camp, but I never learned them or was invited to learn them, so.
Yeah, well, that's fair, I guess. Did you game any other way?
I was just gonna say that tarot cards were created as a game originally, so who knows, in 200 or 300 years, there might be people using Monopoly to tell their futures.
I also saw that tweet, yes.
Yeah. And then you blew up my spot, so I couldn't steal it.
Yeah, sorry.
Listen.
Uh-huh. That's it?
I'm always taking in content from the internet.
This is true. Listen, same.
As for gaming, I was not doing as much gaming. I did watch 2 whole movies in the last month, which is
wow, 2 movies.
So. Yeah, I watched Pulse and The Last Temptation of Christ.
Great flick.
Yeah. One of those is way better than the other.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think I have that much gaming. I just wanted to say my piece about Dragon's Dogma, which turned out to be 30 seconds long. Because I don't think I have, like, a thing to say about Dragon's Dogma, necessarily.
Yeah.
I've had a really good time, but I've had so much of a time that to, like, kind of crystallize it into something that's, like, podcast happy is, like, a difficult off-the-cuff.
Yeah, that's fair. And you just wrapped it up, too. You've been doing many things in those video games.
That's true. I did so many quests. I threw people off cliffs. I used my brain to throw people off cliffs with telekinesis.
Okay.
I fought a dragon a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
I
also been playing Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
It's good. What do you want me to tell you about it?
I don't know. Did you have anything to
I'm still that? Playing it. I think the combat's really fun. I have found myself losing pawns just a random they just fall out of your party sometimes on occasion. Which is kind of annoying. I don't know why, but, you know, that's life. I'm playing on PC. It's been, like, capital F fine performance-wise.
Pawns learn from their creators, and so if the person who made them has a habit of accidentally running off cliffs, the pawns will start doing that.
Oh.
And if they get taken by the brine, then they're just gone.
Right, yeah. They just get eaten.
So... Those could be reasons why you're losing pawns.
Yeah. Well,
I spent
a
lot of the game with a pawn that was a big lion man with glasses.
Oh, distinguished.
Yeah, he was a mage. He was my main support mage for a while.
Nice. Yeah, I'm playing that. I'm in the. I think I don't know if this is what you would technically call the post game. I saw some credits.
You are in the post game, yeah.
Okay. I want to put the capital S on some credits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, you know.
You passed an opportunity to stop playing the video game also.
Yes.
But
other than that, I played some Lost Epoch, that action RPG, ARPG.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Pretty fun. I was having a good time with that. I think I came in at a weird time where, the season was ending. So I think if I load the game up again, my guy will be, like, one of the, like, you're not in the season of guys now, type situation. So when I go back to that eventually, I'll start over or whatever. But, it was pretty fun. I was having a good time with it. It just, you know... was eating up time, and then Dragon's Dogma came out, which is the real game I wanted to play. Otherwise, I have mostly been playing Grand Blue Fantasy, because that's who I am.
I haven't heard of this game. Is it good?
Yes, you have. You're fucking lying to me right now. I don't appreciate it.
I'm just making conversation.
You know lots about Grand Blue. Well, you don't know anything about Grand Blue Fantasy.
I don't know anything about Grand Blue.
Yeah, I was going to say you know about Grand Blue Fantasy, but you don't. But you know I play it, and that's pretty much all you need to know.
I played it for like 45 minutes one time.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah. There are other games like it that I played a little bit more than that. But
I like it a lot. It was the 10th anniversary. A lot of anniversary stuff happened. I got free items. Having a great time.
I enjoy
time.
Looking at the cute pictures you post about it.
I post a lot of pictures of Grand Blue Fantasy.
That puppy was cute.
What was?
The puppy.
The puppy.
Puppy. You posted a puppy.
What puppy did I post?
I don't know.
Oh, the Hello Kitty dog. Right. I forgot about the Hello Kitty dog.
Yeah, Hello Kitty dog.
Yeah. Yes, they added the Hello Kitty dog too. Sanrio characters, Pooch dog or whatever the fuck that guy's name is.
Hell yeah. Big yeah. problems.
Now you can take them into battle. Despite the fact they are tiny puppy.
Yeah, I wouldn't take tiny puppy into battle, personally.
No. I personally would not also.
I guess Dragon Age Origins is a game about taking tiny puppy into battle with you.
That dog is not tiny puppy. That dog is large and vicious.
That dog is tiny puppy to me.
Sure. And then I think that's it for gaming wise. Otherwise, I played fucking Alan Wake.
I also played Alan Wake.
Because this is the podcast where we're going to talk a little bit about Alan Wake.
This is the podcast where we're going to talk a bit about Alan Wake. How many times have you played Alan Wake?
Four?
Mm-hmm. Have you been a Wakehead, like, since it came out?
Yes.
Okay. I had not played it until this month. However, I had been told by many people in my life that Alan Wake was a Nora-type game for, like, a while. I just never got around to it because until I had this Xbox, I didn't have an Xbox.
Yeah.
And I've never had a gaming PC that could do anything worthwhile. So.
And then you played it and then you were like, why do people keep telling me this is a Nora type of game?
I don't really know why people say it's a Nora type of game.
Because Nora likes writing.
I guess that's true. Tell me the bullet points about Alan Wake.
You are Alan Wake. You're sad, and you are married, and you have writer's block, and it's causing a lot of problems for you, because also, on top of that, you're kind of a dickhead.
Bad combo.
You and your wife go to Bright Falls, Washington, which is definitely not Twin Peaks, Washington.
No.
To get away and maybe help relieve that writer's block. You've rented a cabin up there. When you get there, your wife reveals to you that she has been in touch with a doctor who lives in town, who's like a psychologist who works with artists, who wants to help She wants to help you free yourself from your writer's block so you stop being such a dickhead all the time. And then things happen from there. The lake that you're staying at is evil, and it can turn works of fiction or other creative works into reality. And it puts Alan Wake in a fugue state, and he writes an entire book he does not remember writing, and the dark presence is slowly taking over Bright Falls.
Sounds like trouble.
It is. Yeah, it's not good.
He can't possibly get out of this one.
That is correct. He does not. Reader, he does not get out of this one.
You know, fair enough.
That's the whole second. That's what the second game's about.
So yeah, I had not played this game. You're going through levels. You're using your flashlight to shine on guys until they become visible, and then you shoot them with a gun. And when you're not doing that, you're doing the normal video game things of this era, driving a car, turning on a generator, things like that.
Yeah. Watching, episodes of fake, Twilight Zone on TVs in the game, which I have, from what I understand, you did not do.
No, I didn't. I watched a little bit of a couple, but I didn't really sit down because I was like, I'll watch them all after I finish the game. I'll like
foolish.
Go to YouTube.
Foolish. This is the thing people say when they're definitely never going to do it.
I never learned. To be fair, I didn't watch any of those things in Control either. So
maybe what?
This is a me thing.
You didn't what?
Except for that one music video, I didn't watch any of the other stuff in Control either.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I understand why this didn't hit for you at fucking all now. Suddenly I understand why you did not find this to be so charming.
No, the reason I did not find this to be so charming is not because of that. It's because of playing the video game. Almost all of my complaints about this video game come down to I don't think it's that fun to play. Rather than, like, having issues with the narrative or the characters or anything like that.
Sure.
I think everything looks great. I know that I'm playing the remastered version, and I've heard that it doesn't look as good as the original. But I...
That still looks good. I don't know.
I didn't have any problems. I just don't enjoy the combat. I got very frustrated. Especially in the back quarter. The Wizard's Quarter of the game.
The Wizard's Quarter. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I chafed against the, like, trying to dodge things and being surrounded and getting, like, three-hit comboed by guys behind me. That kind of thing. That's just kind of frustrating. And then the first DLC level has a really frustrating boss at the end. And thankfully the second one does not do something like that again. But
I really thought you'd be mad because I thought that gauntlet was way worse than that boss fight.
Oh, no, no, no. Because because there's a bunch of sections in the second DLC, I think The Writer is it called?
Yes, it's The Writer.
Where, like, you have the big spinny wheel thing, which was, like, a little obnoxious because I got lost. I thought that shit was so cool. once I got through it, it was fine. And then there's the part where you're, like, running and, like, clearing the walls so that the lighthouse kills the guys for you.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, okay. But I thought that part was kind of butt.
Oh,
it's a little too long.
It lasted about 20 seconds for me, so I didn't have any complaints about that. That felt like a really good climax and like a really good culmination of the mechanics of the game.
I don't understand you sometimes.
As opposed to the boss fight at the end of the first DLC, which was really, really frustrating and made me say bad words out loud to my TV.
I don't understand you at all sometimes.
Why is that?
This is the opposite of where I thought you would be.
It's good that I took a break between the two DLC chapters and played two Dragon's Dogmas, because now that second one is more fresh in my mind than the other stuff, and it makes me like have a more generous feeling attitude toward the project as a whole. I think that the second DLC has less combat and is way more fun for it, because all of the enemies are really weak, especially like the boss with what's his name, what's your guy? I'm blanking on your guy.
Alan?
No, his guy.
Barry
is like, you have to do that.
Yeah, that boss fight's not good.
That boss fight's great because it's like 15 seconds long.
No, because like a bunch of different guys come out. It's kind of lame. I don't know. Again, strange. Don't understand you.
I don't know what to tell you. I had a good time with this one, and I didn't have as good a time as with the other one.
I'm so baffled right now. I don't even know what to tell you.
When have you ever? Somebody should make a supercut of this.
Supercut of times Molly has been exasperated. It would be every episode. It would be every single one of these podcasts.
Well, specifically every time you say, "I don't know what to tell you."
I played this game the day it came out. I love Alan Wake. I've always loved Alan Wake. This video game came out when I was 19 years old, when I wanted to be a writer. So, you know, there was that.
Fair enough.
I had not seen any Twin Peaks, so all of that went over my head. Did not know anything about Twin Peaks at the time. I just thought it was a fun premise. I think the flashlight is really cool. And the shooting is... Here's the thing. No one is playing Alan Wake for the gameplay. Zero people are playing Alan Wake for the gameplay. When somebody tells you Alan Wake is good, it's not because they think the gameplay is, like, killer. It's not because they're like, I'm putting this shit on the hardest mode and I'm going nuts.
No, I understand the reality of what you just said, but underpinning that is the reality that you do have to play the game through the mechanics to see it. And so if the gameplay isn't fun, then it detracts from the experience.
Right. Okay, yes, but then you skipped the stuff that would help make up for that.
No. The stuff that doesn't have Alan Wake in it?
Yeah, just the fun stuff. The charming little things. The stuff that has Alan Wake in it. Listen, don't get me wrong. Every time Barry is on the screen, I'm pointing, I'm laughing, I'm screaming, I'm clapping my hands because Barry's on the screen.
Barry's great.
But a lot of it is the stupid Twin Peaks references and the fake Twilight Zone show.
If somebody has not played Alan Wake but has seen Twin Peaks, what do you mean by the Twin Peaks stuff?
I mean that this town is literally a carbon... If you took the map of Twin Peaks from the TV show Twin Peaks and you overlaid it with the town Bright Falls, you would not have two maps. You would have one map.
Okay.
The diner that you go into is literally a carbon copy of the Double R Diner from the show Twin Peaks. The cop part of it, like... The evil stuff in the forest is a very Twin Peaks thing. There's also, like, a lot of Stephen King in here, like, that kind of deal. Which, you know, is obvious because they talk about it, like, in the actual text, right? But
there's the guy, the FBI guy who keeps calling him different...
Agent Nightingale names. Who keeps calling him different author names is an incredible bit. I love that bit.
I was expecting him to say Stephen King at one point, but he never does.
No, because Alan is always talking about Stephen King. That part's covered. He's got to cover all the other authors, you know?
The scene, like, right before he dies, he repeats one of them, and I was like, okay, you're done.
Yeah, your joke is over.
You ran out. Yes. All right, Ray Bradbury.
There's just a lot of weird stuff going on in here. The stuff with, like, I think, like, is the gameplay section where you are at that concert, like, good? Like, it's kind of more of the same of Alan Wake. Like, if you have to, like, redo that part over a lot, it's gonna suck. But, like, if you don't, that shit is sick, right? Like...
Yeah. Like, that didn't hit as hard for me as something like the ashtray maze from Control. But
you
I
played
could,
them
I
in the wrong
totally
order.
Well.
Yeah.
I also just like Control more than Alan Wake.
Also, like the ashtray maze, I don't think is as good as people think it is. But.
I had a great time.
I mean, like, I had fun at the time, but looking back on it, I'm like, yeah, it's not as good as I was, you know. Concert
Faden,
venue better.
Jesse Faden has a much better jump button than Alan Wake does.
I mean, yeah, she can levitate, dude.
Yeah! Like, give Alan Wake powers, IMO.
Nora, maybe you should try and play Alan Wake 2. they do not give... I would like... director's note. They did not give Alan Wake powers. Do not take that as meaning that Alan Wake gets powers.
He has the greatest power of all. The power of imagination.
The power of the written word. Yeah, I just think it's a cool setup. I actually had never played the DLC for this game before this round, and I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, I think that the highest and lowest parts of Alan Wake are in the DLC, which is also, I think, typical of this time period as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's a lot of, like, times where you're playing a game and you feel like the people making it kind of, like, figured it out after they were done, and so that, like, DLC stuff ends up being, like, a stronger version of what's in the game, or, like, a distillation of the best parts of a game.
I think
that's always a really good feeling.
Yeah, I think the writer is absolutely that. The Signal feels like they were like, well, we have one chapter that's going to be free for everybody who plays, and we want to get, like, some hooks in there. So they did that, but, like, primarily they're like, we need to pad this thing out. Because, like, you go through that whole DLC and you have to start from, like, the basic equipment, and they slowly ramp you up to the end game equipment. And it's, like, really obvious the way they, like, the map is cut into, like, quarters, because every time you get, like, an equipment upgrade, like, you do the next quarter, you get equipment upgrade, you do the next quarter, which makes it kind of bland, I feel like. But the Rider is a really, really good piece of DLC, I feel like.
Yeah, when the first thing you pick up in the Rider is the, like, full strength,
it's, like, the
lantern.
Biggest flashlight, like, thank fucking God, like, okay, we got it,
like,
yeah,
oh,
you guys
yeah,
did
yeah, okay. Honestly, I would have liked to play a version of this game without guns in it, but I understand, you know.
Yeah, I think this game would be way cooler if you were just killing guys with a flashlight. 1,000,000,000% yeah. Cooler.
I think that, I'm kind of interested in Alan Wake 2. I'm not as excited and interested as in it as I was when I didn't have any knowledge of Alan Wake.
When you didn't know what it was, yeah.
But there's enough, like, tertiary things I've seen online about, like, the way people talk about it, the way people have sort of described their fun with it, where I'm like, okay, I might still hit it up.
Much like you should not play Alan Wake 1 above easy mode, you should not play Alan Wake 2 above story mode.
Understood.
I beat that game on normal, and, like, by the end of it, I was really vibing with the combat, but, like, you don't need to do that. It's not good enough to do that.
Understood.
Just so you know.
It's a shame that they didn't add an easy mode to Control until after I'd beaten it.
Did they not?
Yeah, it did not have an easy mode at launch, which is when I played it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's when I played it too, but I just never thought about it. I didn't know that they added... I guess I didn't know they added one later.
I just wish Alan Wake had, like, a way of upgrading his flashlight by 3%.
I don't. frankly, he will not. There is not loot in that way in Alan Wake 2.
That's good. That's good to hear.
I will say, if you like Control, I would say that you are probably more poised to like Alan Wake 2 than you are to like Alan Wake 1. They do, like, you do need to just when you encounter a commercial or a video on a screen or something, I ask of you to please just sit down and watch it. It's going to take a couple of minutes, but it's worth it, I promise.
I think I watched one of those, or like part of one of those in this game, and I didn't want to watch more of it.
I don't
that's the tension of playing these games for a game club, is because no matter how early in the month I start, I still in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, I do need to be efficient. I need to finish this game before we record, you know. I avoid a good amount of side content in a lot of the games we play, for better or for worse. So,
yeah, depends on the game. I know Alan Wake like the back of my hand at this point.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, I've played it 4 times now. I don't replay a lot of games. Alan Wake is a game I am completely willing to replay. I always forget that it starts with a stupid kidnapping plot that goes nowhere, because, like, it's fake. But it's still pretty fun. It's cool to throw a flashbang and then a bunch of guys die.
You know what I didn't get in the writer? A single flashbang.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Is it in the writer that has the boiler room?
Boiler room?
That you, like, shine the flashlight on, like, the boilers. There's, like, a bazillion, like, little, not stoves.
No, that's
that shoot
signal.
Out fire. Is that the signal?
That's
that
the
shit
signal.
Is so fucking sick.
I
wish there was more of that. It is so cool.
I had a bad time with that one, not gonna lie.
I don't. It's so good. It's so good. Every time you shine the flashlight on a word and something happens, I'm clapping. I'm pointing
sick.
At the screen. I'm so excited.
That's the good shit.
Yeah. I don't know. That shit's so cool.
The mind makes it real.
Yeah. So that's that's the stuff. How did you find, how's Alice doing? She's out of the pit.
Yeah.
You got her out of there.
I don't think Alice Wake is real.
No?
I think she might become real at the end of the game in the same way that Thomas Zane created Alan Wake in the 70s.
But
I don't think, yeah, because that would be about the same age that, like, Alan Wake was probably born in the 70s.
Right, but how do you know Alan Wake didn't write that into his book?
Because it was Thomas Zane.
Right, but how do you know he didn't do it backwards? Do you know what I mean?
Because he didn't.
Because you said so?
Because Thomas Zane did it. I don't know.
Okay, because Nora said so. I think it's more ambiguous than you think it is.
I think Alice isn't real.
Alice, I think, is very real.
I think Alice is real.
I also
now,
think Alan is very real. No, I think Alice was real the whole time.
No, write in to journalupdated@gmail.com if you think Alice Wake didn't exist until she washed up on the shore at the end of Alan Wake.
She 1,000,000,000% did.
I don't think so.
Then why would there be tapes of her talking to, like, the doctor and all that?
It's fake. He made it up.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of an unreliable narrator situation, you might call
why
it.
Why wouldn't the psychologist tell him that his wife isn't real, and instead, like, why wouldn't he say his wife isn't real when he says that his wife has been killed?
Because he doesn't know, because that guy is also made up.
Okay, I see. Source Nora said so.
Source dude, trust me.
Okay, fair enough.
Listen, Nicola's dead.
Right, but that's like the thing, like that, and then they play it for you at the end, and they say, see, she was dead the whole time. It's not exactly quite
I'm just
the
saying,
same there.
Xbox 360. Follow the money.
No, I don't think so, honey.
Anything else to say about Alan Wake? It's not a very long video game, to be honest.
No, it's pretty quick and easy.
I did get frustrated with some later combat stuff, but what cult classic 360 game doesn't have a frustrating segment? I was frustrated in Dark Void too, and in retrospect, a month later, I feel a lot more highly on Dark Void than I did at the time.
Dark Void whips, dude. So that game kicks ass. That game slaps.
The Liberator or the Oppressor?
That's right.
Gun.
That's right.
Speaking of beloved Xbox 360 video games.
Yeah.
What are we playing next month?
Oh, next month we are playing Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge? Will you be using guns or will you not
for the
be
Xbox
using guns?
I'll be using guns. I did the no guns run in my teens, and I will not be doing it again.
If it weren't for that one server mission where you have to blow up a server bank and you have to get enemies to shoot it for you if you're not using guns, then
I
would do it.
I think that's the one everybody's talking about in the Discord because we posted that we're going to play Mirror's Edge. But the thing I always think about is that room with, like, the 600 snipers.
The tall room?
Yeah, with like, a bazillion snipers. That's the one I always think of on the no guns run. Because, like, if you kill one of them and you get the sniper, you can kind of make it way easier for you. But, like, I remember losing a lot of time to that room.
You know what? Here's what I'll do. I'll set out doing no guns until it gets frustrating.
I give it two levels. Not because I don't believe in you, but because I don't believe in Mirror's Edge.
You know? I have played that one back in the day, but I'll be happy to play it again and look at it again. It's a nice game to look at.
Yeah, I have barely touched... I don't think I've played it since I... Not since I did that No Guns run. I think I did a little bit more. I didn't do any of, like, the time trial stuff after like, DLC-wise. Because, like, they released, like, a bunch of levels just to go fast in, you know? I remember it being good, though, the game. I remember it being a good game. But we'll see.
We will see. I'm trying to pull up on my phone.
We don't have any emails. But
I know we don't have any emails.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you were pulling up the emails. My apologies. We don't have a game written down for the month after that.
That is what I was going to look up.
Yeah, we do not have that, no.
Shall we decide that right now?
Do you have options available?
Yeah, I got options. Yeah, Xbox 360 game. We could do Prototype.
I mean, we could. I'm not anti-Prototype.
Do you want to?
Are we sure it's a good idea?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Prototype, 15 hours long. For all play styles.
I'm just looking at a list of 360 games at this point. There's BioShock Infinite.
We're not doing BioShock Infinite. Why would you even say that after we decided on the last... Like, 3 months ago, we said out loud, we are not playing BioShock Infinite. And here you are.
Here I am. Just making your life miserable.
That's not true.
We could play Far Cry. Those are probably too big.
Yeah, that's probably too big.
You know, an Assassin's Creed, old style.
I have not played an old Assassin's Creed in a very long time. That might be interesting.
Would you want to do one or two?
What would you prefer? Would you want to do one first?
I have never played one. I played all the other ones from that era. Ezio, guy of all time, though.
He is one of the guys of all time. We could play Assassin's Creed 1. We could put Assassin's Creed 1 on the old list.
Let me just double check and see if I can play that on my Xbox easily. I think I can.
I mean, if you can't, that would be crazy.
It would be a little bit crazy. Okay, yeah, it should be. Oh, it's on Game Pass, I think.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, next month, Mirror's Edge.
Month after Assassin's Creed.
Month after that, also in the parkour space, Assassin's Creed.
Alrighty. I will write that down. We're fools. Probably.
We are fools. And I don't know what... I know we have more stuff planned throughout the year, but that's just one of our... happened to be one of our missing spots. But...
Your birthday game's after that, and then we have a lot to decide on.
My birthday game...
I'm excited for your birthday game for once.
For once? As if you didn't have a good time playing both Force Unleashed video games.
I did not. That is correct. I did not.
Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
Was last year Castlevania?
Yeah, last year was Castlevania.
That one also did not go great.
Well, you know what?
What?
It's not a lake, it's an ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's cool. It's cool when a lake could kill you.
I mean, all lakes can kill me.
Yeah, but what if this one could summon stuff to kill you?
Like fish?
No. TVs.
Do you think Alan Wake would make it as an Arisen?
No. God, no. He would never even be picked in the first place.
You know, I was about to start a new game plus in Dragon's Dogma 2, and when you do that, you start at the beginning, like in the character creator menu.
Oh, so really?
What if I made John Wick, Alan Wake as my pawn?
John Wick, Alan Wake? What?
Well, in Alan Wake 2, he looks like John Wick.
Do you mean that he has hair gel?
Doesn't he also wear the clothes like him, too? I don't know.
Maybe he kind of has like a dweeby suit.
Yeah, like John Wick.
Not quite. He does. Listen, it is. I will grant you that it is like similar hair.
Yeah.
But I that's about it.
The head is most of what I've seen of Alan Wake.
That game's good.
Yeah. I think this is the pod.
This is the pod.
Where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter and co-host at Your Friend Molly, the YER. You can find me at audioentropy.com, ineedmail.com. You can find me over on Idle on Playtest. Where my friend Luke and I wrote a tabletop game and we're playtesting it via podcast. And it's good, if you ask me. It's an actual play podcast. You should listen to it.
It's good if you ask a lot of people.
Yeah, it's award-winning.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on various social media websites under the name Skulldaughter. Find stuff I've done at norblake.online. You can support this podcast in particular by going to abnormalmapping.com and giving them some money. And you can support my other podcasts on the Export Audio Podcast Network by going to exportaud.io or patreon.com/exportaudio.
That's right.
This has been a weird couple months again, but we're getting back into it. Anomalous Readings is back. We read Dune.
Yeah. Dune.
Just in time for everyone to have spent 2 weeks posting about Dune before we put the podcast out. But that's what happens in life sometimes. That's how it goes. Yeah. I will see you next month to talk about Mirror's Edge.
That's right.
I have these manuscripts. I think they're from a journal.
Okay. You want to write some shit in there? You want to write some things? Update it, perhaps?
Oh, update it? Okay. Yeah. I'll update it.
Yeah. Update that journal. Bye! Now